The Average Network presents Chapter 16 of Mr. Schwarzenegger Goes to Sacramento. Deep in the festering wilderness at the junction of the Sacramento and American rivers, we find the gleaming imitation California capital glowing in the hazy summer sun. We now enter the vast office of Arnold, the Schwarzenegger.
I'm not going to apologize. You are all girly men. You do what I tell you don't do, and now you won't help me save America, California. I am strong. You are puny.
Arnold, you've been acting like our good buddies and talking behind our backs, blaming us for things you know are not our faults. Then you come in with this insane budget.
It's not insane. It's fantastic. Come, you Democrats are all creepy girly men. Where's my Conan sword?
Arnold, the numbers don't work. This is nothing like what you promised. You take from everything you said you wouldn't touch and give away chunks of the state to developers.
He ain't listening, Burton. He's Conan the Barbarian for the next few minutes.
Crom, what evil is this?
That's Cruz Bustamante, your lieutenant governor, Arnold.
Hi, Arnold. Hi, Jake. Hello, Senator.
Cruz. What are you doing in that Arabian Nights getup?
No, it was Arnold's idea. I'm his door warden.
You are a minion of the dark arts. I must keep an eye on you or kill you. Have you seen my Conan sword, evil one?
It's in your golf bag, where it always is.
Ah, that's fantastic. Maybe I don't kill you so much today.
Don't let that stop you. Sometimes death sounds much nicer than working for you.
Is he crazy? What's it about?
Senator, didn't you ever say Terminator 3, Twins, Kindergarten Cop, any of the Conans? We're talking the Barrymore of the 90s, finest actor of his age.
Maybe, but if this is his idea of a budget, he can't add or subtract, and insulting us isn't going to make it any better. Some of the women are pretty mad, too.
Well, if I was being compared to you guys, I'd be pretty annoyed, I guess.
Senator, you pass my budget or I call you even more stuff.
Gubernator, you let an independent accounting firm go over the budget. If they say it adds up, maybe we can work. But I've been over it from end to end, and I can't make it work.
I don't have to. I win math awards in Austria. I was fantastic. Pass my budget or I call you worse than girly men.
Hey, Arnold, how much is 4 times 5?
61.
Arnold, I'm just not convinced. I don't want to fight with you, Arnold. Look, I brought you some organic yams.
Who's? Put them on my shrine.
Gee whiz, Arnold.
I want to pass a working budget as much as you do, but this doesn't look like it works.
Pass it anyway. It works for me, and my people love me.
Well, they just haven't figured out that you're crazy from skin oil and steroids yet.
Boy, I sure hope they don't. Oh, by the way, Cruz.
I know. Go stand in the corner.
You know, Arnold, this thing really doesn't add up. It's very Reagan-esque.
He was my hero.
I'm afraid it shows. Arnold, this thing'll have us in hock into the 22nd century.
No, it won't. When I get to be president, I give California a bunch of great tax breaks. It'll be fantastic, of course.
You know, Arnold, running for president is a lot tougher than running for governor.
Yeah, but next year I become a conservative Democrat. That way when I run again, I cover all the bases. Then when I run for president, I become a liberal Republican.
You must be joking.
He's got a big wall almanac in the bathroom.
Oh, he's got it all worked out to the day.
Well, Austrians are sort of like really dull Germans. We like precision stuff, too.
Arnold, you make me kind of nervous. You treat us like friends, like I said. Then you badmouth us in front of the cameras. You said you liked us.
I only like you do what I say. Pass my budget.
No, we won't.
Uh-oh.
Arnold? Oh, man.
That's the third head he's cut off this week. Come on, Senator. I'll have the nurse sew it back on for you.
Arnold? This isn't going to make our negotiations any easier.
The people elected me to take action.
I'll be back.
That's my line.
Oh, sorry. Back in a minute.
Hey, Cruz, bring some coffee. I found 3 more dames Arnold's groped. You ought to watch them fingers, Arnold.
I try, but sometimes they go off by themselves.
Mr. Schwarzenegger Goes to Sacramento, Episode 16, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. All celebrity impersonations were impersonated by average celebrities with a solid fielding percentage and a respectable ERA. This is Pablo T. Flies for the Average Network, and you are staying tuned!